Recorded Books presents Hannibal by Erne Lee Bradford, narrated by Peter Jones.
Preface. Death in Exile. Hannibal was 64 when he committed suicide in Bithynia. An aging, defeated war leader, he had at long last reached the end of even his reserves and will to live. The year was 183 BC, and the soldiers of his enemy Rome were taking up positions round his house with the intention of killing him, or preferably taking him back to Italy to be the central figure in a Roman triumph. When that was over, he would be killed in any case. An outcast from his own city of Carthage, to whose cause he had dedicated his whole life, Hannibal had come to this distant kingdom, bordered on the north by the Black Sea and on the west by the Sea of Marmora, as a guest of its ruler, King Prusius. It would be difficult to imagine a more obscure and tranquil setting than this country villa in Bithynia for the departure from this world of a man whose life had been a hurricane that had shaken the Mediterranean world from North Africa to Spain, France, Italy, and Greece. Now, at the limits of the known world, the geographical heart of darkness, this Carthaginian nobleman, who has been described as the greatest soldier the world has ever seen, was about to take poison. His implacable enemies, the Romans, had tracked him down to his remote retirement. They could never rest as long as he was alive. Hannibal had waged war against Rome for over 16 years and had reduced their city and their state to the very edge of physical, economic, and moral bankruptcy. He had bled their armies white, and in the course of one afternoon at Cannae in Italy had killed upon the field more men than in any single battle in recorded history. In the end he had been defeated, but he had always escaped his pursuers. His armies had long since been disbanded, but he had still survived in those countries of the eastern Mediterranean that had not yet yielded to Rome. He had warned all their rulers that unless they continued to fight against Rome, they would all, one by one, lose their freedom. Now, at the close of his life, he lived at the village of Libissa on a quiet inlet from the sea leading towards the Bithynian capital, Nicomedia. Although Hannibal was the guest of Prusius, he had been careful to live outside the city, for he had no wish to call attention to himself. He knew that he'd been declared throughout the known world an enemy of the Romans, and that no man, no king, no country was allowed to give him shelter. Prusius.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?